You know, it's amazing how we just sort of read faces, isn't it? A smile, a frown, that flash of surprise. It's like this unspoken language, totally vital for how we connect day in, day out.
Yeah.
But what if the brain's wiring for processing these social cues is just different from the start?
That brings us right to our topic, agenesis of the corpus callosum, or AGCC. So, the corpus callosum, you can think of it as the brain's main information highway. It's the biggest bundle of white matter tracks we have. We're talking like 200 million nerve fibers, tiny cables connecting the left and right sides of the brain. It's massive. But in AGCC, that huge connection, well, it's just missing. It doesn't develop.
Wow. Okay. So today we're diving into some fascinating research by Bridgman and colleagues. They look specifically at how people with AGCC recognize emotions in faces. What exactly were they trying to figure out?
Yeah, it's a really interesting study. They brought in a group of adults with AGCC and compared them to a control group, folks without AGCC, but matched for things like age. They used eye tracking, which is pretty cool tech. It follows exactly where someone is looking. So participants looked at pictures of faces, some right way up, some upside down, and they had different tasks: identify the emotion, or sometimes just identify the gender.
Okay, let's unpack that. So the AGCC group, they weren't as accurate overall with emotions, right?
Yeah.
Especially fear and anger.
Exactly. Fear and anger seemed particularly tricky.
But this is the part that really grabbed me. They were just as good as the control group at telling gender from the same faces. So it's not like they couldn't see the faces properly or had a general face recognition problem.
Precisely. That's a super important point. It zeroes in on emotion recognition specifically, not just face processing in general. And the eye tracking gave us a big clue. Think about how much emotion we show with our eyes.
Totally, a look can say everything.
Right. Well, the study found that the individuals with AGCC spent significantly less time looking at the eye region of the faces. Their gaze tended to drift more towards the nose or the mouth area, comparatively.
Less focus on the eyes. And
Yeah.
that happened across the board, even when they were just looking passively or doing the gender task.
Yes, exactly. That atypical scanning pattern, less time on the eyes, was consistent no matter what they're asked to do with the face.
So what's the connection here? Is looking less at the eyes the reason they struggle with emotions? Or maybe could it be related to intelligence? Or sometimes AGCC co-occurs with autism spectrum traits, right?
Right.
And atypical gaze is seen there too. Did they look into that?
They did, and this is where it gets really insightful. The researchers found these differences, the trouble with emotions and the different eye gaze. They weren't just down to variations in overall intelligence. That wasn't it. And crucially, they even reran the analysis, excluding participants who also showed behaviors associated with the autism spectrum.
What happened then?
The core findings held up. The difficulty recognizing emotions and the reduced focus on the eyes were still there.
Wow. Okay. So it points away from general intelligence or autism being the sole explanation for this specific pattern in AGCC.
Correct. It strongly suggests that the issue might really stem from that lack of connection, the reduced interhemispheric communication. Basically, the difficulty in getting the visual information about the face, likely processed initially in one hemisphere, properly connected with the emotional meaning and understanding, which often involves processing across both hemispheres.
Ah, that makes sense. So seeing the facial features is one thing, but linking that perception to the actual concept or feeling of anger or fear that requires the two brain halves to talk efficiently.
Exactly. You need that constant rapid dialogue between hemispheres to integrate it all. What the study really highlights is how crucial that brain highway is, even for something we do so naturally, like reading an expression.
Yeah, it's fundamental.
And this pattern, this reduced attention to the eyes in AJCC, it acts almost like a biological marker,
Yeah.
highlighting where that breakdown in communication might be happening. Which leaves us with a really interesting question, doesn't it? Is that different way of looking at faces, the reduced eye gaze, actually causing the difficulty with emotions? Or is it the other way around? Maybe the struggle to process the emotional information leads them to look away from the most intense source of that information, the eyes.
Cause or consequence. Definitely something to think about next time you catch someone's eye.